Rowan, how's the trip in over to Perth? Obviously, it's not an easy one. How's the team pulled up?
They're really good. You know, it's we've got a young group and we're really looking forward to the challenge of travel this year. You know, we've made a few tweaks in the way we travel and hopefully it works for us. So, yeah, excited.
And what's, I guess, your primary focus going into today's game at Domain Stadium? Obviously, a bigger ground. What are you focusing on?
Look, we've probably focused on a lot of having a really good first start, having a good start early. We started okay last week, but we just weren't consistent enough over the four quarters. So if we can start really strongly in the first quarter, whether that be through the midfield or defensively, we feel we give ourselves the best chance. So probably that's our big focus early on, is to have a good start.
Was that spoken about a lot during the week? Obviously, you dropped off against Melbourne last week. Did you focus on that as a side?
Not really, no. There's just certain aspects of the game where we let ourselves down. You know, we were really inconsistent with our defence. There's a little bit of inconsistency in contest. And some of our offence obviously let us down early with conversion. So it wasn't one sort of facet of our game we looked at. We looked at a number of things that we thought we could obviously fix. And, you know, hopefully we go into this game with real clarity around the areas that we need to improve.
Paddy McCartan comes in for Nick Riewoldt. What are you expecting from him up forward today?
Look, Paddy's been solid over the pre-season in a number of different roles. He played against Carlton in the JLT, he played a little bit higher, and he was really good across, sort of more playing as a centre-half forward. I think he took 12 marks, so, you know, he might get used higher at times with Brucey and Membry, but I think predominantly today you might see Paddy a little bit deeper, just give us that, you know, strong target to get to go to when we need to. But unlike everyone else in our team, when it's his turn to defend, and we ask him to do that as well.
Lee Montagna comes in for his first run for the year. Is he going to push in defence a little bit more, or predominantly stay in the midfield?
I think you'll see Joey in defence and a bit of both, a bit of midfield. He was really good for us last year in the back half. Just organises everyone and then gets us going with our rebound. So you'll probably find Joey will play a number of roles today, a bit of maybe outside midfield, a bit of defence, and he might even go forward at stages. So he'll play a number of probably different roles today.
You've spoken about your own game. The Eagles, obviously very strong last week against North Melbourne. What's the key to stopping them doing what they do, I guess?
For us, I suppose it starts in the middle. If we allow their mids like Shuey and Brittis and these guys to get a heap of the ball, then we're going to be under pressure. So if we can, you know, match them and win inside and then look to hurt them on the outside a little bit, that's where they obviously like to hurt teams, is on their rebound. So if we can nullify that and press them when we get the ball, look to attack, I suppose, with our offence, we feel that we might get some good looks going forward if we can do that.
Josh Kennedy, 7 last week. He's obviously a dominant force up forward. How do you go about stopping him?
Very good question. I'm the backline coach at the moment, so it's a bit nerve-wracking. But look, our defence was strong in the JLT, and we probably let ourselves down a little bit last week against Melbourne. We were sort of zoning off a little bit too much. We've still got the mindset of, you know, defend your man and then look to help where you can. So hopefully tonight, you know, the likes of Brownie and Carlisle and Robertson and Gilbert can really give, you know, Jake, if he plays on him at times, or if it's Brownie, can give him a really good chop out at times. So that's probably the plan, is hopefully we can get some pressure on the ball. And we all know how much of a really good player he is on the lead. So we've got to try and defend him on the lead, and then when it gets in high, look to try and support.
And just on Brown and Carlisle, how have they fitted into your defence? And is it still a case of everyone's learning how each other plays?
A little bit. Brownie made some really, you know, good steps probably over the pre-season and stuff, learning to play the way we wanted to play. Jake's made some really good inroads as well, so I think they work really good together. And it's just, I suppose, a matter of the rest of the backs sort of positioning themselves around those two. We feel they're really good contest players, so if they can win or halve contests and give us the ball at ground level, then we feel it can give us a good chance. So they've fit in really well.
Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries.